Andy Schell, the Prophet Doctor. Appreciated you turning in a couple of audio files so that we at least got to listen to your voice while you were traveling. But it's good to have you back in Central Texas.
You betcha. It's great to be back. It's great to be heard even when I'm not here. It's funny listening to Alan. When I've talked to teams about prioritization, everything's a must-have, got-to-have, wanted-to-have-it yesterday.
So, that's true.
People are really bad at sorting.
That's right, Andy.
So good stuff. So during the recordings that I presented, I talked about margin compression. So, Dave, I was going to leap off from there.
Good.
We're seeing it across the country. Everywhere we talk, people are going, our volume's down, our margins are down, our profit's down 20 bips, 30 bips, 40 bips, 50 bips. And when all you were making was 30 bips and you're down 50 bips, guess what? You're losing money now. That's one of those math
Not
things.
A good story. Yep. Yep.
So, you know, margin compression was because lower gain on sale, because of the competitive pressures in the marketplace. Also, we seem to be having a lower gain on sale because of the product mix. We seem to be doing more conventional than FHA. FHA are priced to make more money than conventional, so when you do more conventional and less FHA, you make less money as well. So we've got volume pressures, we've got margin pressures, we've got product mix pressures, and, of course, less revenue means less. You got to have less expense, and that's the hard part. That's the part people get stuck on is how do we have less expense? Because you got to actually cut something, and that's very painful, whether it's salaries or commissions or expenses or conferences or whatever it is. You got to figure out how to do that. So we've got another webinar coming up again, Dave. So this how to fix margin compression is one of the topics we're going to be talking about. This is a brand new webinar. It's called Advanced Accounting and Financial Management, and it takes off at the end of the first four presentations that are done, and it takes it kind of to the next level to really understand more of the dynamics and the details, and that's going to launch in 4 weeks on June the 13th through the MBA. And in this webinar, we're going to talk about those details around how to run a profitable mortgage bank. What does it take for a mortgage lender to be profitable? Because obviously you say, well, you got to make more money than you spend. Well, that's easier said than done sometimes, and really understanding the dynamics of the organization to know where to increase or where to drive efficiency or where to reduce cost is sometimes challenging. So we're going to start with revenue recognition with the interest rate lock commitment derivative asset, unrealized gain that tends to distort the monthly P&L of a mortgage company. So we got to make sure we understand what we're looking at. And we're going to look at security pricing detail to understand how the security price movement actually affects some of the financial statement presentation with that funky looking derivative asset number. We're going to talk about audit, the CPA audit and the disclosure requirements that are new now that a lot of folks don't do, so we're just going to cover that. And then how to defend your derivative asset position. So all this is kind of, you know, under the hood, way deep, got the special rinse out and taking the carburetor off. So it's way deep in accounting, but we're also going to cover some cool stuff like cash flow forecasting. How do you actually do it? What are the sell formulas? How do you actually figure this out? And then embedded in that also is financial forecasting. We got to know what's it going to look like in December after we figure out how much cash we're going to have in July as our volume is picking up as we have the summer bell peak with people buying homes as they're moving around. And also, I guess kind of the fundamental focus of me personally is how to drive financial results throughout the organization and the key role of the CFO. And Dave and I have had this conversation for years now, but I, as a CFO, tried to never say no. I would always try to find the how. How do you accomplish this? Rather than telling people, no, you can't do it, let's figure out a way that does work to accomplish it so we all have a mutual benefit. So we're going to talk about some of the broad strategy around driving financial results through the organization. So that's coming up in 4 weeks. Join in if you like. I'll be covering portions of that on the Looking on Lending Prophet Doctor segment as we go through the weeks. And then after that, we're going to be having another webinar on servicing and subservicing. So the hits just keep on coming, Dave.
We just got a text message. And just listening to what the overview of what he's talking about hurts my head. I love it. But here's the folks. Here's the reality. Andy Schell, you have an amazing gift at breaking down the complex and making it understandable. And that is a gift. And I applaud you for that. I used to say, side by side when we were partners doing some of these webinars together, I always would learn at every juncture. And this is stuff I've known for years. But you break it down and bring it back. So if you're listening to this podcast, do not miss this webinar. Sign up for it. You will, even if you think, well, I know that, but if you think you do, Andy will shed some new light on it, and if nothing else, will help you explain it to your organization in a more easily understood way and manner. So, Andy, good job. I'm glad to hear you're back. You're a go-to. You're kind of be the go-to person.
You are so kind to say those things. And I wanted to mention one other thing. At the open of the show, you always say thank you to Joe, Alice, Andy, Allen. And I just wanted to say, speaking for all of us, thank you for hosting Liquor and Lending. Without that, we wouldn't be here. This information we disseminate through your podcast is phenomenal. And now we get to talk to Beth at Fannie Mae. It's like, wow, how cool is this?
Thanks, Dave, for bringing this to the Fannie Mae Fab Four. Yeah, it's so good, Andy. Thank you so much. Yeah, and we're getting so much feedback from all over the industry. How many people are listening to this on a regular downloaded basis? It's really an honor. So something I talked to you guys into is 9 years running, and it's got a large audience, so we appreciate it. Thanks for the content you bring.